secure.
12 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me from Zimbali Lakes, one of my favorite estates on the North Coast. Dave McGregor is in charge of sales. Lovely to have you in the studio. Great, Dave. You're normally in the early mornings and then in the afternoon you're out there showing people off, or showing people what they can enjoy on the Zimbali Lakes estate. But there's been a little bit of, over the weekend, information in the media about issues around Zimbali Coastal Estate, which is a magnificent property, and yeah, your neighbor, close neighbor, great name, Zimbali, in terms of symbolizing real quality on the North Coast. It's an international
indeed
reputation, and you share in that reputation, or you share a name. But the two properties, the two products are completely separate, and I think this is really where we're coming from at this point in time, because although there's a little bit of a management issue and some discontent on Zimbali Coastal Estate right now, and it'll, you know, these things often happen when there are issues that need to be resolved, the media gets hold of the story, yep, puts it into the public domain. People that don't know. They just see a name, a bit like, yep, you know, Southern Sun, Sun International. It's the same company. Well, it kind of is and it kind of isn't, you know. Yep. There's certain things in common, and one likes to think that the good things are in common, but then the operational issues, that's a separate issue completely. So, good idea that you came in to set the record straight. What's happening?
So I think, Dave, you've really hit the nail on the head there. That's exactly what it's about. I mean, if you think of the legacy of Southern Sun, and then it changed when Sol created Sun International, even to today, there's still a bit of confusion, but the common denominator was Sol. And I think, yeah, the common denominator is IFA Hotels and Resorts. So IFA Hotels and Resorts, Kuwait-based stock exchange-listed company, created Zimbali 25 years ago, Zimbali Coastal. So that was the development of their, I suppose you could call it their flagship development in South Africa at the time.
Yeah.
And based on the success and the acceptance of Zimbali and that fantastic brand, let's say the legacy of the Zimbali brand is not only national but international. And obviously that's something that we're proud of as the original developers.
Yeah.
But having said that, like Sol Kirzner, we decided to look across the road and create Zimbali Lakes. And Zimbali Lakes was created on the back of the lessons that were learnt at Zimbali Coastal.
And I think some of the lessons that have been learnt are actually being played out at the moment, resulting in a little bit of unhappiness about management and commercial entities within an estate, etc., which is why your commercial entities, which are going to be world-class, are kind of outside the estate.
They're on our land, but fenced outside of the estate, and based on the experience of Zimbali Coastal, because you know, you have a hotel on a gated estate. Your access controls, your security, all of those become issues. And I think, like any estate, I mean, every estate has these challenges. The trouble is Zimbali is so well known that you quite rightfully say the media kind of cotton onto it and push the narrative. But what we've done is said, okay, look, let's have a look. We're pet friendly, for example. Now, we know Zimbali Coastal with all their nature trails and things that they have, and the animals and fauna and flora, they've gone that route. We've gone the opposite. We're not in the actual coastal forest, so we don't have conservation
requirement.
Exactly.
It is an ethos, because I notice you've left a tremendous amount of space and
we've
green
only
areas.
Developed 40% of the estate, and 60% is still there.
It's, you know, what I find incredible is a lot of wildlife still knocking around in areas. I see in the social media at the moment there are a couple of little antelope being spotted in Bolito proper, and people are worried about where they come from. They don't realize they actually live here. There are tiny little green belts in Bolito,
which
in parks,
they can survive.
Little, especially the Dika. But on your property, there's a thriving population, and they will continue.
Yeah, because we're keeping that whole belt next to the river as natural as it can be. And then all the coastal forest in the valleys, etc. So they'll always be welcome. And, I mean, we'd like to spot them on our walks anyway.
Yeah.
That's the big difference is that Zimbali Lakes is actually now looked at all of those experiences, and let's be honest, the benefit of hindsight, you can make these improvements. So I think that's what buyers are looking for. It's unfortunate that there is this little bit of muddying of the waters, and when people talk Zimbali, they talk globally Zimbali, not realizing that Lakes is a completely separate, independent entity under a completely different brand name.
And a different feel completely as well.
I think more contemporary, you know. So we've taken things like, you know, 25 years ago to have the Balinese style with the orange tiled roofs, that was the vogue at that time.
Yeah.
But the dogs are barked and the caravan has moved on. And, you know, we've now gone for more contemporary styling so that the individuals can actually put their stamp on their homes and their investments.
And it also works very well from the point of view of building in the kind of conveniences that are required to minimize the usage of electricity, for example.
Correct.
And water. All of those green issues that 25 years ago were kind of a nice to have, not a need to have. Now, different story completely. Yep.
I think COVID changed our thought processes completely. People working from home, wanting to work from home, and wanting to have the convenience of electricity, clean water, proper internet connectivity, proper security. All of those things stand out as pillars that we definitely have included in our manifesto.
And it's magnificent to see the plan becoming a reality, because initially, it's been a plan, and it's been almost a leap of faith by the early buyers that this is going to happen. There was never any doubt that it was, because luckily, as you say, you're well-funded, in fact, bond-free, as I understand
That's
it.
Correct, yeah.
So everything that you say is coming to fruition, and to watch a golf course of that kind of magnitude coming up out of the ground, beautifully executed, that's exciting. As indeed in all the other features and benefits that have been talked, if you look at the latest edition of the Life and Style magazine, there's a long six-page editorial article showing what is coming, and it's so exciting, and it's beyond any singing of it, which is why I think it's inevitable that there would be a little bit of confusion between the two Zimbali properties and with the story in the media over the weekend breaking. And a little bit of confusion reigning supreme, and people loving a bit of a story.
Yeah. Hey? Oh, they do. It's like any family, you know, you're always going to get different sides.
Yeah.
And that's why they have AGMs, to sort these things out in a professional manner. And I'm sure they will, because, you know, Zimbali is bigger than all of the sum of the people that live there.
Well, you know, the marketing, the remarkable job that the marketing teams, and there have been many, I think, or certainly some, that come to mind, and Julia Unger among them, one of the very few PR people I know who has a relationship with the media that goes way beyond the norm, you know?
Yep.
And these are the people that have put things like Zimbali on the map as a brand that everyone enjoys, and the benefits that flow from that, you know?
Yep.
Because I've got a property in Balito, but it's enhanced by the fact that there are these world-class symbols of excellence on the doorstep, so we all enjoy the glow from that.
Yep.
And ultimately, all of our prices increase and our investments stay intact. But it's important that the glow remains.
The glow needs to remain, in fact, needs to shine even brighter, so that when we look at Balito, we say, what does Balito need to make it a global destination for tourists, but also a nice investment haven for our locals?
Yeah.
And looking at things like the Totali retail that's coming up, with its hotel, with its 174 shops, with the restaurants on the fringes of the lake with beautiful boardwalks and the sea in the background. I mean, where else in the world?
I just wanted to talk to you about the lakes, because of late I've been wandering down, because now they're taking shape, the various different entities.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, some of the most exciting water birding I've ever experienced in my life, and I'm not exaggerating. Mm. You know, people go to water treatment plants and wherever there's not very pleasant environment, but the birds are there. That must come down to your lakes.
Oh, it's amazing.
I've never seen kingfishers hunting like that, and cormorants.
Yeah.
By the score.
And as I left the office now, there was actually the cry of a fish eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just, you know, that to me is just so part of Africa. It's all there living in harmony. It's magnificent. You're quite right.
I have yet to walk on the property without hearing the fish eagle. And that's something very special indeed.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, are the crocodiles still there?
There's one. We keep him as a sort of sales tool. He's in our toolbox to just keep visitors. But I said to them, you know, until he can stay there until he gets a pair of shoes and a belt, and then he's going to be a threatened species.
I think it's...
And at that stage, we'll probably have to send him back to the croc farm. But he's quite a talking point at the moment.
Absolutely. I think as much as one tends to think, oh, you know, scary, they're not at all.
No, not at all.
There's no threat to you. But it's lovely to know that they're there. That means the ecology is intact.
It's balanced,
And there's an authenticity there. I think this is where your property is very much in terms of vogue. People are looking for authentic lifestyles going forward. And this is going to give so much joy to anyone that's lucky enough to buy into the promise. And it's lovely that you come to the party and talk about it and show people around those opportunities that present themselves from time to time to get into the Fast and the Furriest fun walk, bring your animals, bring your kids, bring the family to see what it's all about. That's wonderful.
Come and experience it firsthand, yeah.
Because there's nothing quite like feet on the ground. When you're there, you get the full picture. And so I hope that if you're listening to our conversation today, I'm chatting with Dave McGregor. He's the marketing head of sales at Zimbali Lakes Estate. It's the new kid on the block. It's the new benchmark for luxury living on the North Coast. It's looking magnificent, getting better by the day. There was a bit of a story in the Sunday Times about a problem in terms of a shareholder meeting at Zimbali Coastal Estate. That's the neighbor next door. I'm sure they'll resolve that amicably, but there has been a bit of confusion. We thought it'd be good to clear it up.
Indeed.
Yep. This is going up as a podcast afterwards, so if you want to listen back to what we have said to make sure that it's correct, you're most welcome. It'll be on our website and our podcast platforms through our apps. And Dave, we look forward to connecting at Zimbali Lakes sometime soon. We've got some fabulous ideas. Now, I'd love to host a concert of a kind there or something.
We're going to do that. It's crying out to be done.
Well, look,
only golf course being built in South Africa at the moment, new golf course, bent grass on the green. So we've got to look after the golfers as well. I say to people when you're selling, if you're not a golfer, at least you've got 18 manicured parks. Because somebody comes and mows the lawn 5 times a week. So, you know, that's the other advantage.
Well, that's magnificent. And those manicured 18 parks, also with the wildlife around them and the cry of the fish eagle overhead and the magnificent opportunity for the kids to ride their bikes and walk
on
the their pits and enjoy. There's a little stream that runs through. It's paradise. Yeah. What can I tell you?
It is.
Thanks for sharing
through
it with
and through.
Us. My very special guest, Dave McGregor from Zimbali Lakes. We'll chat again soon. The afternoon show continues with the beautiful sound of Natalie Cole and her pink Cadillac.